Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At one point in the not-so-distant past, you saw these things everywhere. Some of you folks listening had a bunch of them.
What happened?
And some of you could never dream of getting your hands on one in like a million years. And seeing it on someone else's car, and I'm looking right at you, would invoke all kinds of emotions.
Rage.
But they disappeared over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So are schools not handing them out anymore? Or have parents decided, this isn't something I want to advertise? Big news in the Duffy household.
Yeah.
My oldest made the honor roll in the first quarter at school.
Damn. First of all, that's a family first.
It actually is.
That is the first Duffy, a straight up Duffy, done good.
That I think you're right.
Not think. I meant your family, man.
Well, my brother's a smart kid.
He didn't do honor roll. He was smart for your family. Like your brother, brother walked in that door, he was Professor Duffy in that family.
I am just as shocked as you guys are that my daughter pulled this off. And I love her to death, and I'm really proud of her and everything, but did not see this coming.
No kidding.
And here's the thing.
Pleasant surprise.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What a great thing.
Is this you trying to be sincere?
Wow, what a great thing.
Boy, this is what
I have to say this.
His mother couldn't figure out minute rice. This kid went to the honor roll. Come on, man. Give this kid a break. You realize what she was battling against? Nature. Duffy nature.
Well, she's half his wife, you know.
I know. I didn't want to bring that up.
Okay.
Anywho. Look, I don't bring this up to brag. Okay. I bring it up because I have a question.
So what's going on? Let me help. Guy that never did this.
So, I'm sorry. Where are your honor roll?
I'm a guy who never did this.
On any level.
What I'm bringing up is this. So Aquinas, I went to Aquinas too. They never did my kids on the honor roll at Aquinas stickers, right? Not that I've gotten one anyway. But every other school, it seems, did. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid driving around gates with my parents, I would see them on cars all the time. You guys saw them too, right?
Yeah. Every school district, yeah.
So I realized with Stella doing her thing, I have not seen a my kid is on the honor roll at whatever school sticker.
Yes.
In forever. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the last time
I saw
him.
It's kind of a douchey parent look.
Well, and it
kind of is.
And it almost became like a war of the stickers because we were talking about this yesterday. There were different levels of honor roll. Like there was like high honor roll, regular honor roll. And I want to say there was another achievement.
Student of the month, because I got that something, one time when I was failing
something
math
along
in
those lines.
School.
And I think that they sent you one like with your I don't think parents bought these. They were given to you. So it's like,
but it's bumper shaming, and maybe we're done with it.
But I'm thinking like you could have even been shamed within your own family if there are multiple siblings and one of them doesn't have a sticker on the back of the van.
Look at that, because not everybody gets to be on the honor roll. So if it's stupid me behind your car with the honor roll, I just feel dumb. It actually reminded me I'm an underachiever.
So the phone number is 222-6000. Does anybody know, do they still make My Child is on the Honor Roll at whatever school stickers? Do you have one? Has your kid gotten one?
Is it issued by the school, or did you have to like go out of your way to get it?
I know it was issued by the school. Yeah. I know.
No, I'm saying now.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And like, look, if they don't, the explanation would be one that folks don't like, right? The most logical thing is if the school stopped doing this, it's to make other kids feel not like crap, right? But here's the thing. Like, you sit here and you rail against, oh, I hate this. Every kid gets a trophy generation and someone's going to lose. Yet this thing you never got, the sticker. Yeah, get rid of those stickers. Make
not
me feel like,
fair, man.
Come on, man. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Did you ever get an honor roll sticker when you were a kid?
I did, but my parents never put it on the car. They were like anti-bumper sticker people.
Okay, so it wasn't the fact, but wait, their pride in your accomplishment did not override not wanting a bumper sticker on the car?
Yeah.
They could have taped it in the back window.
No. Didn't do that.
Yeah.
Do I even need to ask you?
What do you think? Nobody in my family ever honor rolled.
Not even your brothers?
No. My brothers?
I don't know.
My brother it took him 4 years to go to community college.
Look, I agree with you, Tommy.
What?
that those CNO stickers on my friend's cars made me feel like a piece of crap.
And your kid doesn't want it on there either.
Well, I disagree with that.
You think she wants it on?
Bro, I wanted one of those stickers. Well, my daughter didn't. No, she doesn't even know.
It's embarrassing.
But you're remembering when you were a teenager. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I wanted nothing more in the world than one of those stickers. Not enough to actually work for it.
There was
you get
some
what
pride to having. Yeah, there was some pride to having that sticker.
But like, okay, so with all that being said, you would get in today's climate the logic in getting rid of them if that's what happened.
Sure.
But as a parent, 222-6000, how do you feel about showing them off? Because you said your parents' hatred of bumper stickers.
They put it on the fridge, maybe, but it never made it to the car.
By the way, what does it do on the fridge? Everybody already knows in that house you're on the honor roll.
I don't know.
Because like I'm assuming your stepkids were always on the honor roll.
Yeah, all the time.
Do you know if they put the stickers on the car?
I'd have to ask. Because I could see my wife doing that.
All right, let me ask you a question. Because you just said that it's a show-off parent move. Mm. True or false, parent that puts honor roll bumper sticker on the car is a douche.
Yes.
True.
Yeah.
So you're dating your wife, hypothetically. Yeah. You come home, and you see that she's got two. My child is an honor roll at fill in the blank schools. Yeah, yeah. Is that a deal breaker for you?
No. Oh, what do I care? We're taking my car, though.
You just invoked like massive emotion from being a child and seeing those stickers.
But I'm on a date. Like, if I'm on a date, I don't care what's on our car. You would be the same way.
No, but I mean, I don't look at a parent as a douche for having that sticker on the car.
I don't mean it.
You answered true or false. Look at you. Now you're realizing what you said and what you're going to walk into.
It is
when you
a
get
douchey
home.
Look.
Because you're thinking about, you know, your wife had those stickers on her
car. I don't know.
I heard the show today. Call me a douche.
No. Other people. Wives.
But here's the thing, though.
What?
Like, I agree with you, kind of, right?
It's showy.
It is showy. However, if my daughter got a sticker, I would feel obligated to put it on my car to show my daughter that, hey, I'm proud of you and you should keep doing this thing, right? Like, by not putting it up, what am I saying to my kid? Like, that accomplishment isn't impressive. It doesn't matter.
Well, you're probably in a lose-lose situation, right? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? Because she doesn't want you to put it on, but she also wants you to have interest in what she's doing, right?
I don't know where you're getting this idea that kids don't want it on the car. I don't know where this is coming
from. Well, sometimes like kids don't want to be embarrassed.
Embarrassed when you show up anyway, so it doesn't really matter. The sticker's just a
maybe just slap
thing.
It on your forehead.
But here's the other thing that also was confusing about those stickers, because you had to maintain your grades to stay on the honor roll.
Yeah.
So just because you got the honor roll once and got the sticker doesn't necessarily mean you were an honor roll student.
So you got to do it. Oh, so you got to do it once and then fall off,
You used to get the smart bumper. Yeah.
I think you got a sticker for every time you made the
honor roll. You're right.
So like, all right, so are you saying that as a parent, if your kid falls off the honor roll,
do you take it off?
I don't know.
Or do you just keep it up because they did it one time?
Well, but that would kind of be like, that would hurt your kid. Time to go out to the car, dumbass.
I feel like you're in a court martial or something, you know, where they take all your medals away from you.
Phone number is 222-6000. My oldest made the honor roll somehow in the last quarter. Now I've changed it to brag. Bring it up because... When's the last time you saw my students on the honor roll sticker?
Yeah, you don't really see bumper stickers anymore. Even.
What are you talking? Wait, I mean, this
no,
political
because
climate.
I don't. It's kind of evolved. Like it went from like the honor roll bumper sticker to like the activities bumper stickers.
I've seen those.
Like the lacrosse stick and stuff.
Yeah,
like
the lacrosse stick, like the whole family kind of bumper sticker.
Are we
that I have one
family.
For everybody.
Are we done with the stick?
And
family
then like
now?
The family at Disney, the stick figure family at Disney World, or like whatever you like to do. There's always some kind of bumper sticker for it.
Let's talk to Al. He's on CMF. Hey, Al, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. So I wasn't fortunate enough to have an honor roll student sticker ever on my car, but I did have one to say, "My kid beat up your honor roll student" sticker on my car. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Okay.
No, they say, like, the guys with the best sense of humor shop at Spencer's.
Hey, tell your mom and nothing personal. I had to get home early to leave to watch this. Let me try that again.
Nope. You had one shot. Nope. Yep.
You only get run of Pat's mom.
You are on fire today. On fire. Al, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Beat yourself up.
There it is. What we do is not hard. How do people keep screwing it up?
No, that was awesome.
Tell your mom I got laid with it.
Wait, let me start over.
I get tangled up in his mom joke. Cut me free, please.
By the way, worst Dylan song ever.
What's that?
Tangled up in your mom. Can you be proud of your kid without displaying it? Like, if your kid is good at whatever, grade, sports, activity, right? If you keep your mouth shut and you don't share it with people,
yeah,
are you still proud of them?
Well, how do I express it, though?
Well, like, can I be privately proud?
Sure.
But isn't pride, like, outgo? Like, doesn't pride have to be pushed out?
Yeah, because I had to know it's an emotion.
Okay.
So you would have to at least tell me or wear it.
Like, because that question is hard to answer thanks to social media today. Everybody brags about their kids on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Mm. I'm guilty as hell of this.
Right.
Every time my kid does something impressive, I put it on social media, right?
Yeah.
So, like, are there parents that have kids doing impressive things and they don't talk about it, they don't post about it, they don't do anything?
Probably, right? They're low-key people.
No, all right, let me
ask you. You could do a low-key thing, though, and still get your point across.
For example?
Let's say your kid gets into a high-end college, right?
Okay.
You start wearing the T-shirt.
That's not low-key. That's super high key. Like, it's the key is so high, you cannot reach that key.
It just says MCC.
If your kid gets into
Colgate
and you wear
Ivy, low Ivy.
How can you say
it's low Ivy, bro?
How can you say low Ivy?
Low Ivy. It's the lowest Ivy you can do.
Is Colgate Ivy?
Well, yes. remember I told you it's one of the most expensive schools.
It sounds high end.
No, it's you're thinking of Cornell, stupid.
Yeah, Yeah, I think you are thinking of Cornell. But Colgate, surprisingly, a very expensive school to attend.
Yeah, we were talking
fun fact.
Yeah. Right. But it's funny. You're so dumb. Not only could you not get into college, you can't even remember colleges at Ivy League, Colgate education.
Well, Colgate sounds fancy.
It sounds like a toothpaste.
Oh, God. That's all you think about toothpaste? With your mouth?
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Brett writes, the kids who got those stickers and the parents who put them on their cars are the same person. Stuck up a-holes. Oh, wow, you got good grades. It's not that hard. Who cares? Sounds like a guy never got one of those stickers.
Yes.
Stacy writes us, I'm sorry. Mm. We never put them on the car, but we saved them for our sons and daughters so they would have them growing up.
And what do you do with them? Just put them in a drawer.
Show your grandkids.
That's what every grandkid wants to see. A drawer of achievement stickers.
See, your parents were smart.
Okay, let me ask you a question. With that from Stacy. Do people with good grades save proof of that as they get older? Do they want
like
that?
Scores and report
cards?
Yeah,
there are people that save report cards.
There are?
No way.
Well, like, here's the thing. Well, okay, I get like an honor roll sticker is different than just a report card or like a really good grade on an important exam. Because like, Tommy, you think saving and displaying sports trophies in childhood is pathetic.
Yes.
But what about the grades they got?
Same thing.
It's just as pathetic? But
it's sad.
Why?
For some freaking test you took?
Well, let's say you have three honor roll, high honor roll stickers. Mm. National Honor Society.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Is that weird to want to display those as an adult?
Where would you have to display them?
Let's say you had an office, like you would a trophy for football.
First of all, you have an office, you're a dick. Okay.
Didn't you say the other day that every house has an office
and potential
you have
office.
It?
Yes.
No, you have. You admitted
you
on
did.
The air you have an office.
Because you thought it was strange that I didn't have one.
But I don't do anything at it.
So, that means one of two things. Right. Either you're a dick or the person who owns the home
is a dick. Okay, I'm a dick. But here's the thing. So you're saying like I have an office where like a home office where I have like a nameplate and the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, you can't put that stuff up.
Why?
It's something I did in high school.
So you're saying you keep sports trophies and grades on the same level.
Yeah. In a box in the basement. Nobody cares.
Okay.
Because think about that. Nobody cares about that stuff. Even your wife don't care.
I mean, people probably wouldn't even care about your college grades. You know what I mean? Like, so why would they care about your high school grades?
Your Colgate, half an Ivy League diploma.
I'm only asking because I've never, ever had to think about this once in my life. Like, I find this whole thing fascinating, right? Because, you know, parents, a lot of parents, put more emphasis on grades than they do any other
activity. Yeah, but if you have like a high, I mean, you would have to, if you have some kind of like amazing degree. You put it up there, maybe that would be impressive to people. But I don't even know what that degree would be. It's a doctor.
All right, so
lawyer. Like you went to a high-end law school, you went to high-end doctor.
Wait, like even like a normal college degree from like, I don't know, let's say SUNY Geneseo.
What about it?
If they framed it and displayed it in their home office, you would judge them for that?
What kind of degree?
Liberal arts.
No.
You can, would,
that's a dime could, a dozen, man.
Oh, how many you got?
I know.
Zero. I don't want it.
You don't want the college degree?
No.
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 Okay.
No, but that's not an impressive stat.
Graduating from college is impressive.
I mean, I would think like the college degree in a frame is a standard, no?
But why would you put that out there?
If you have a space for it.
Or should I put my high school diploma that I lied about?
Well, that's what...
Well, no.
And it's private school.
You in particular, bro. You went to four different private schools.
Yeah, so I should have all my... My fake documentation.
You're so dumb, you don't realize you only graduated from one of them because you kept getting kicked out. Like, you were going to make an argument. I should have the diploma. I don't have it. I barely have one diploma. So wait, like, if I had my Aquinas Institute diploma framed hanging in my house.
Prick.
You would judge me
for
that?
You're a wall prick.
Wall prick?
You are a total wall prick, man. Look at my diploma. And by the way, you didn't do nothing.
I graduated high school.
Barely.
Who is talking right now?
You barely too,
if we're going to do a
summer school dropout.
If we're going to do a diploma measuring contest, you of all people.
You barely eke it out, man.
Bro, I didn't have to lie to the guy to get me out of school like you did.
I know. But you barely got through too. You were cartwheeling out of there.
Bro, there wasn't a worry in the last 6 months.
Was that your acceptance speech?
Acceptance to what?
Your diploma speech.
Acceptance to my... You know that people don't give speeches when they get diplomas, right?
Well, yeah, I found that out the hard way.
You're the dumbest. Like, it's so funny for you to walk
I'd like
this-
to accept this diploma. I'd like to thank my parents.
Is that your acceptance speech for your high school diploma, you idiot? let's talk to Giuseppe. He's on CMFA. Giuseppe, how are you, brother?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to say I never put this sticker on there, but it's a great quote by the great George Carlin. It says that we are the proud parents of a child whose self-esteem is sufficient enough that he doesn't need us promoting his minor scholastic achievements on the back of our car.
I love it because now we're getting it from both sides, right? We're getting it from the guys who never were able to get one, and my kid's going to beat up yours. Now we're getting it from the, oh, you know what? I'm a little too highbrow to put that on my car. So, like, there's a very specific middle ground.
Yeah. I guess there's a reason they don't exist anymore, right?
They're too polarizing.
But do we know that for sure? Have we heard from anybody?
I haven't seen one in forever.
Hey, okay. Well, everyone gets a blue ribbon nowadays. You know
here
I mean?
We go. Oh, for God's sakes. No, because the stickers don't even exist anymore. Giuseppe, how many honor roll stickers did you get when you were a kid?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. I didn't get any.
Okay, but like, how do you sit here and go, everyone
no
got-
Giuseppe has ever gotten an honor roll.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, since the history of honor rolls and Giuseppe's.
Giuseppe's, yeah. No, that's a valid statement.
Giuseppe, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
I think he's our first Giuseppe.
Well, they normally go as Joe.
Yeah, true. Huh? But he drops the whole Giuseppe on your ass.
Which, by the way, he's going to call up and be like, this guy's a douche. I mean, you're kind of a douche if you go by the whole Giuseppe, right?
Yeah, but he also can quote Carlin, so that was impressive.
Look, no, I'm not saying it's...
Hey, come on.
I'm not saying I disagree with it. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if you don't have one, I get it. I am also still bitter, right? I just wanted that sticker. But, like, realize you're a grown man now. Like, you don't have to harbor that resentment as a grown man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.